所有的咒诅都已经破除。
So all of our curses can be broken.
所有的捆绑都已经断开。
And all of the bounds can be broken.
主，我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
我们今天再次宣告，我们是你的儿女。
We today once again proclaim we are your children.
你是我们的父亲。
You are our father.
你是我们的主。
You are our Lord.
创造天地的主。
The creator of the heavens and the earth.
圣哉，圣哉，圣哉。
Holy, holy, holy.
昔在，今在，永在的全能者。
Then, for now and forever.
我们敬拜你。
We praise you.
主，我们要来亲近你。
And we want to get close to you.
我们要来聆听你的话语。
We want to listen to your voice.
哈利路亚，我们在你里面都是得胜者。
In you, we are all victorious.
跟你旁边的说，我们在主里面都是得胜者。
And tell the person next to you, in Christ, we are all victorious.
我们在主里面都是得胜者，哈利路亚。
In Christ, we are all victorious.
Amen, amen. 哈利路亚。好。我们感谢主，有人开一下灯，啊，啊 ，Yeah，Yes Anna， 你看的 ，Maybe Anna 看的，因为他都有 ，Some voice， 网络不行啊。
放这里录吧，这里录更清楚，
把这个。好，大家请坐，大家请坐，等一会我们会有聊天的机会啊。
必须的。
Amen， 我们都是在圣场。真可能。哈利路亚，再次欢迎每一位，欢迎我们的老朋友，我们的新朋友。我们有的人走，有的人回来。
我们放一下那个通知一下吗？可以吗？
好，等一会儿，我们讲完以后再。
So we want to welcome all of you. So we have people coming over, and then we have people leaving.
那塞琳的父母呢？已经回去了。我们切切的为他祷告，希望他能找到一个，他们能够找到合适的教会。
So Celine's parents have already left.Church.
当然大家有感动呢，他是我们主里的，他们是我们主里的弟兄姐妹，有时候你们也可以来联系，大家都可以来联系。
So they are also part of us. So you guys can also talk to them.
来鼓励他们。
To encourage them.
感谢主，今天呢大旭他们也应该也会过来，他们的亲戚他们正在送他们的亲戚去机场。
And also, Ferry and James, they are coming over later as well. They are sending their relatives to the airport right now.
那有几件事情呢，我们先报道一下。第一件呢，就是说我们逐日学啊，我们逐日学呢，需要一些助手和老师。
So there are a few announcements. So we want some co-workers for our Sunday school.
你如果有感动的话呢，可以来向安娜来报名。
You can talk to Anna if you want to.
可能一个月会轮到一次，或者两个月轮到一次。我们的逐日学人数不多，但是呢，我们分成两个班，需要分成两个班。
So maybe you can help once per month or maybe every 2 months. So we have 2 different groups right now.
就是小一些的小儿童有一个班。这青少年有一个班。
So they have children and also youth.
那特别现在安娜还有一些老师呢，花了很多的心思，在一起祷告，一起来讨论安排，感谢主。
So we have dedicated some time, you know, in order to coordinate.
对，给安娜一个掌声。Translate.
Give Anna a hand.
讲到这个翻译啊，大家听说过赵云基牧师啊？赵云基牧师大教会的牧师，全世界最大的教会，70万人。
So
他对。
Okay, so talking about interpretation, so you know, Pastor 赵庸基，英文是什么？
Paul Chow, yeah.
So he has the biggest church in the world, over 700,000.
Like, 他对这个翻译的要求很高。
So he has very high, you know, requirement for the interpreters.
那他如果做这个动作，翻译也要做这个动作。
If he does this, the interpreter has to do the same.
他如果把上衣脱掉，这个翻译也要把上衣脱掉。
If he takes off his jacket, and the interpreter has to do the same as well.
翻译不做，他就把他发言掉，叫另外一个上来。
If the interpreter doesn't do that, he will fire back.
但是我们是小教会的，没有那么。
We are the smaller church. We don't have that such a high requirement.
但是至少我说什么，你要翻译什么。
But at least you have to interpret what I just said.
所以呢，就是向安娜报名，不要觉得自己，有时候觉得怎么样，你祷告中有这种感动，对小孩子有负担呢，你就报名。
So please, if you have this burden, you can come and talk to Anna.
那么我们特别呢，对于小帮的来讲呢，我们希望给这个父母呢。有一个机会能够来听到非常重要。他们从星期一到星期六呢，跟着他们的孩子们一直在一起。那星期天呢，有一个放松的时间，圣经里面叫做安息的时间，这个很重要，对父母来说非常重要。
So especially for the younger kids, so we are hoping that we can create a day of Sabbath for the parent. So that's the concept in the Bible. So the parents work for 6 days, and then on the Sabbath day.They deserve to have a day of rest.
对，其实我们的孩子啊，你要给他教什么不教什么呢？最主要我们的爱心，他们会感受到。
It's not really about like what you're gonna teach them. It's more about how you love them.
所以呢，你就祷告有感动，或者说你没有感动，你觉得有需要也可以摆上，很重要。主也会祝福。
So so if you have this, you know, calling you, so you can.You can
come to talk to us and then also pray about that if you don't like have that calling yet. 那第二个呢，就是说
我们特别我们中间有一批新受洗的弟兄姐妹啊。And then also we have a group of people who have just recently got baptized.
Okay, 我们新受洗的弟兄姐妹举个手。
Because raise your hand if you just got baptized.
对，我们这边有好几位在这里啊。
So we have.
感谢主，除了这个赛琳的父母走了以后都在这里。
So all of you are here except for Celine's parents who just left.
那很重要的一个呢，就是我们要彼此鼓励，一起来读神的话语，读圣经。
So it is very important, you know, to encourage each other to read the Bible.
那我们呢，就是星期二、星期四呢，我们网上大家可以放下那个幻灯片。就是我们也有跟着我们读经的计划，我们教会有一个读经的计划。
So we have this Bible reading plan. So you can also read the Bible. No,
你可以来按照这个计划来读。
You can also read according to the Bible plan.
那如果你自己有一个计划，那更好。你说我要把一个月把这个圣经我要通读一遍，那也很好。非常好，那圣纲读你这样做是最好的。
Or if you have your own Bible plan, that's good as well. Like you can read, like say.
但最主要的是你要读。
So the most important thing is to read your Bible.
那我们呢，就是星期二、星期四呢，还有星期一呢。星期一是英文的啊，就是说，我们八点到九点呢，就是会有这个，这里有点星期二的周二是英文是年轻人。4:30 to 5:30
Okay, so for the English Bible study, we have a Monday, so that's for the L, and Tuesday we have youth.
那中文的呢，就是说是星期二、星期四晚上8:00 to 9:00
so,
还有每一天的早上6:00每一天的早上，我们有一群弟兄姐妹在那边都在读经，
so,
按照
Okay. So for the Chinese speaking, you can also attend on the Tuesday and all the Thursday evening Bible studies. So from 8 to 9. However, we also have a Bible study at prayer meeting every morning.
对这个 大家可以尽量的来参加读经的这个计划，可跟我们一起啊，就是星期四星期五你如果跟着读经计划。
Yeah, so you can join us if you want to read the Bible according to the Bible plan.
我们在一起读经的时候啊，有很多很多的心得啊，分享起来非常有立体感，非常得着。
So when we read together, like it's very different. So we the Bible will come to life.
因为还有很多人的见证加在一起呢，圣经就是活的。
And also we add on people's testimony, so the Bible starts.
那最主要的呢，也是借着彼此的经历，鼓励大家每一天都能读经，这是我们的目的。
And then our purpose is to encourage all of you can read your Bible every day on your own.
那所以呢，我们提供这个一些。Zoom 上的读经就是鼓励大家来读经。星期一八点到九点有英文的Tamara 他们在带。
So we encourage you all to join the Bible study. So on Monday from 8 to 9, so Tamara is leading the English speaking Bible study.
有一些年轻人一直跟着他们。
And there's some younger generation also like following them as well, right?
星期二呢是这个。Isaka 在带领一些 youth.
Okay, Tuesday afternoon we have Isaka leading the youth.
他们有些大人偷偷的参加了，发现他们小孩子这个读经啊，这个练功比我们都好。
So some of our adults also, you know, sneak into the Zoom to listen, and then they found out like the youth has more insight, you know, compared to the adults.
所以鼓励你们能懂英文的呢，就是说。找这个节时段能够进去来读。
So encourage you, if you understand English, you can try to go as well.
有时候我们现在有好多的事情呢，可能会来分心，让我们分心。我的做法呢，我自己会来设闹钟，到星期二、星期一、星期四那个八点之前五分钟设闹钟。
Okay, so because we get distracted very easily, so what I do is I set an alarm, you know, so on like say Monday or Tuesday or like Thursday, so before this meeting starts, I have an alarm to remind myself.
我们读神的话语是亲近神的最主要的，这是第一步。
So the first step to come close to God is to read His word.
或者呢，你是早上读经的人，你明天早上都有6:15。
So if you would like to read Bibles in the morning, you can also come and 6:15。
那个，我可以说明一下吗？每天早上那个读经的，是不是跟着教会的？也不是那个，我们现在读到
okay.
迷信节，我们读的时候可能。一天可能读5章，有时候读10章，不一定，就是看我们当天的时间上。
Okay.
我们先第一小时是祷告，
祷
告
的
方向很多的，就是各方面。
明白。
然后再来第二小时读经，但读经的话，基本上是5章或10章。
不一定。
OK， 就是他们的现在呢，就是读经的方法呢，因为他们要吃很多，所以呢，他们有一个姐妹非常火热，所以呢，一次读好多经文。他们有时候本来祷告1个小时，祷告2-3个小时。感谢主，你如果愿意去尝试的话，也可以尝试一下，说不定你就被吸引。
So for the everyday 6:15 morning session, like they pray for the first 1 hour, and then they start reading the Bible, but not according to plan. They read quite a lot the chapters. So if you want to join that, you can also do that as well. Maybe you will get that.
而且他们查经的深度也比较深，你如果想更深的，也可以加入他们。
So they also have a deeper studies into the Bible. So if you want to join, you are more than welcome to join.
感谢主。那我们每一天呢，在这个WhatsApp 群里面也会发今天读经如果你是。跟着这个读经的列车呢，读到哪一章，提醒大家可以来跟着我们一起来读。
And we have our Bible plan on the WhatsApp group, so you can check whatever like verses were on the day, so you can like read according to that as well.
大家一定要读经，明天都要读经，这是最主要的。
So every day you need to read your Bible. It's very important.
我们今天不多讲一讲。可能会讲的太多，感谢主。那今天另一个报道呢？等一会我们会有圣餐。 还有一个报道，第四项报道呢是啊，下个礼拜呢我们会有九月份的聚餐。
And then also September, sorry, and September next week we're gonna have our September 6th we're gonna have our potluck.
那我们呢就是过后的那两个星期我们会在蒙特利尔，大家也为我们祷告。
So,
我和苏珊。
Later on, I'm gonna go to Montreal.
还有我的女儿劳大。
I'm gonna go to Montreal with my wife and my daughter.
我们的这个 Isaac 呢，他会参加那边的一个聚会。
So Isaac
属灵的一个聚会。
Join one of the spiritual meetings there in Montreal.
敬拜训练方面的聚会。
It's more about training and worshiping.
我们俩呢，最主要是探亲。
So for me and my wife, mostly we are going to visit our relatives.
但是我们人还没到星期天，他们已经给我们排满了讲道的。
So even though we haven't, you know, arrived yet, so they have already made the plan for us, you know, to talk and speak in the church.
那也感谢主，也是感谢主，这是主就是借着我们教会呢，能够来帮助其他的肢体。
So praise God, so God is using us so that we can also help other churches, the body in Christ.
那讲到这里呢，我要讲讲就是神对一个人的呼召，神对一个教会的呼召呢，他会让他实现，而且呢，当我们进入的时候呢，他会来大大的祝福，作为集体，作为个人。
So I want to talk about, you know, like how God is going to have a calling on a person, and then God is going to, you know, accomplish that. So that the person can go into their own callings.
就讲到这个，去别的教会讲到，在十多年前，差不多20年前，这个老先知一缪有一次，他就给我祷告，他说你将来要帮助一些小的教会。
So speaking of, you know, going to other churches to, you know, to preach. So about 10 or 20 years ago, our prophet Emu had prophesied for me that saying that I'm going to be able to help other small churches. Like,
我们祷告，这个老牧师老先知已经过世了，祷告神在我们中间兴起年轻的先知。
So our senior prophet has already passed away. So we're gonna pray for, you know, prophet to arise, you know, the younger generation to arise.
他发预言呢，他发的好多预言，我只能把它放在书架上，因为我自己做不了。
So a lot of the prophecy that he said, I can't just, you know, put it off on the shelf because those are things I cannot do.
那时候他发预言的时候，我相信他发的预言，我都相信。但是呢，我心里想，我说我现在还需要人的帮助，我怎么帮助别人？
So even though I believe when he prophesied, but at that time I felt that I wasn't able to do it yet. I still need, you know, help from people.
但是呢，神会做成的。
But God is able to accomplish.
那所以呢，就是现在呢，我就是这个月呢，还有另外一个西人的教会在温哥华，也是邀请我要去讲道。
So this month, another church in Vancouver, a Caucasian church. So I'm going to preach over there as well.
那有黑人的教会，有白人的教会，有中国人的教会，都有邀请。
So I have churches, you know, from the Chinese community, you know, the Caucasian community, the Black community. They all have invited.
就是神借着先知发的预言呢，他会让你实现。
So what I'm trying to say is that, you know, the prophecy that's spoken through the prophet, God is able to accomplish.
当我们按照神的恩典进入他的这个护照的时候呢，神也会大大的来祝福我们，祝福我们个人，也祝福我们的教会。当我们教会牧师能够或者牧师通过能够出去帮助别的教会的时候，代表这个教会呢，神在某些地方可以来信任他。
So, by God's grace, when the prophecy come to pass, meaning that, you know, God is able to bless the pastor as well as the church, because to some extent, which means, you know, God has trust in this church.
但是你希望上帝在某些地方信任你吗？
Do you want to be trusted,
hey, everybody,
in some ways by God?
Do you want God trust you? Entrust you things in one way or another?
Yes.
那一开始是我们要来相信他，对吧？
So So first of all, we need to trust in him.
那以后呢？神在找什么样的人？他能不能信得过的人
？And then after that, is God is finding, you know, trying to find a person that he can trust, can be trusted.
有一个东西，我一想，神怎么样来找到新人不见定？每一个人都会眼睛会亮。
So one thing, if I tell you about, you know, how God finding the people that he trusts, you know, your eyes will be enlightened.
神要选择一些人，把财富托放给他，要他信任你还是不信任你？
God is going to find, you know, some people that he can entrust wealth on.
要不要他能够信得过你，把财富托管给你。
Do you want to be trusted like that so that he can give the wealth to you?
所以呢，在开始读经，开始在小事上忠心，神说小事上忠心，他就把大事托管给你。
So start, you know, with the small things. You know, because the Bible says when you can be trusted on the little thing, the greater things will be added.
所以，请弟兄姐妹为我们祷告啊！就是我们不管在别的地方去讲道，还是蒙特利尔探亲服事呢，我们是一个属灵的家。
So I ask you to pray for us, no matter like where we go, to Montreal, or to relative family, or to other churches to preach. We go as a body of Christ.
大家要知道这个属灵的家的原则非常的重要。
So we need to understand the spiritual family concept.
当我们一个人在做事情的时候呢，整个家庭要来支持和拥有。
So when one person is doing something, the whole is owned by the whole family.
大家觉得你说一个家是最好，怎么样就是一个最和睦的家，最好的家庭呢
？What kind of, you know, family do you say is the best, right, in terms of harmony?
是不是我们天天做同样的事情就是很好的家庭呢？
Does it mean we're gonna do the same thing? Like each one of us gonna do the same thing? Does it mean that it's a good family?
对，我们中国人有一句话叫做"家和万事兴"。
So there's a Chinese saying that, when a family is united, it will be prosperous.
有些人呢，真的很持守这个原则。
And some people are hold on to that.
在这个1990年出国到巴黎的时候呢，就讲到一个中国人的一个家族企业，叫城市家族企业，在巴黎十三区。他这个家庭呢，家族企业一直非常的兴旺。
So in the 90s, when I first went to Paris, so in Paris there's a Chinese family business, so it was very prosperous.
就是巴黎的人都知道。
So all the parish, like, they knew about this family.
十三区是好多移民中国人居住的，因为西人有一个迷信，十三不好，所以这些移民就住在十三区。
So they are in the 13th district. So because the white people think 13 is a bad number, so all the immigrants, like the Chinese, they moved to the 13th district.
那个家族他们的企业，我还去看了看。这样的就想到他们就有好多故事。这个家族就说他们的遗训就是要和睦，就是要和睦。
So I actually went to visit their family business. So there was a very successful business, and then they have this, you know, mentor, and their business is to, you know, in harmony, like, you know, like, in unity.
所以我们不管我们谁在哪里服侍谁的，我们弟兄姐妹有什么事情呢，我们就是要来支持。
So no matter where you are, like, as a brother and sister, we have to, you know, like, support each other.
还有一个概念非常，我们拥有。
And then another concept is to embrace.
什么叫拥有呢
？What does it mean to embrace?
那不要说这是我做的。
Don't say, oh, I did.
都是我做的。
I did all of this.
你没有做。
You didn't do anything.
不能这样讲，这样一讲呢，就不能彼此拥有，明白吗
？If you say that, then you cannot embrace each other.
一个家族最主要的就是说，我做的就是你做的。
So most important thing in the family is that what I do is what you did.
所以大卫王呢就明白这个原则，神当时给他启示这个原则。
So King David know about this concept, and then God has revealed this concept.
所以他的这个国家呢，非常的强大。
So that's why his kingdom was very strong.
什么原则呢？有机会我们来讲。就是当时他打了一个仗以后呢，回来的路上啊，把他的这个掳物呢要分配的时候呢，就是他要分给那些。 当时逃兵都分给他。
So the story was, he won a victory, and then he got a lot of the, you know, the loot, you know, like the things. But he was willing to distribute all of those, even to those soldiers that has ran away from the battle.
你说这个原则是不是一般打仗的原则？
So,
不是的。
So is this something that they do in war, but it's not.
当时有一帮跟着他去打仗的人说：“不要把这些东西分给他们。”
So, some of the soldiers who were, you know, fighting the battle was telling him, "No, don't divide the, you know, to those people who did not fight."
我们提着头颅上前线，他们却很软弱，就赖在那里不走。
We, you know, we sacrifice our life, you know, in order to win the battle. However, these people, they just abandon us.
你知道这个现代战场上面可以是叫军法，就是说如果有逃兵要逃的话，你可以反过去开枪就把他打死。
You know the modern days wars, you know, if you have a soldier that runs away from the battle, you are entitled to, you know, give him a capital punishment.
但是呢，大卫说什么？神给他的启示说，这是耶和华让我们得胜，我们不能不分给他们，我们都要分给他们。
But David said that because God, Jehovah, has lead us into the victory, we cannot not divide our loot among them.
圣经上讲呢，就是这个成为后来以色列的一个治国的一个原则。
So this later become a principle for the Israelites, you know, in terms of how they lead the nation.
你知道以色列这个民族，小小的一个民族，到今天都这么强大。是有原因的。
So this small nation Israel, you know, even nowadays is still strong and powerful.
所以当时大卫的这样一个举动呢，你知道起了多大的作用吗？
You know how great much impact is this by, you know, David's action?
就是那些曾经软弱的。
So those who used to be weak.
曾经有负罪感的人。
Those who bear the shame.
大卫给他带下很多的安慰、肯定和医治。
David was there to, you know, give them comfort and the healings.
跟着他那些打仗的人，好多人呢，也不是什么好人。圣经里面讲他们是恶党匪类，只是他很能打仗的。
So those who actually follow him, the Bible actually said they are actually not very good people. So the Bible said they are like, the robbers or the.
但是因这大卫对这些软弱的人的接纳，这些人也感觉到非常的安全。
But because David also accepted all those people, so they felt safe among with him.
是不是？
Is that right?
所以后来大卫的这些将士啊，文官武官呢，特别合一。特别忠心。
So all the, you know, the officials, you know, who work for David, they are all working in harmony.
那我今天讲的呢，我们刚信主的还是信主实践者，我们要彼此拥有。
So like whether you are new believers or you have been a believer for a long time, we need to embrace each other.
其实大卫呢，这个启示就是他明白新约的原则，基督的原则。
So David, from this example, we know that he knows the principle of God. You know, that
什么原则呢？
Promise keeping.
什么原则呢？
What kind of concept?
因为新约讲什么？所有的人都是罪人。
Because
亏缺了神的荣耀。
Because New Testament says we are all sinners, we all fall short of God's glory.
大家要非常清楚，不是你比我好，我比你好。
So you need to understand.You are not better, or I am not better than anyone else.
就像大卫的那些人跟着他打仗的，觉得我比他好。大卫看得非常清楚，你也不比他好，他也不比你差。
So those, you know, people who follow David in the battle, they think they are better than those other people. But actually, it's not the case. They are not any better than.
所以大卫明白什么叫做恩典。
So David knows what is grace.
大卫明白什么叫做依靠神。
David knows what it means to, you know, rely on God.
弟兄姐妹，今天我们刚受洗的人，不管是老的、年轻的，懂得来依靠神。
So those of you who just got baptized, no matter you are young or you are older, we need to know we need to rely on God.
这个非常非常的重要，因为你身边的人有时候突然他软弱了，就会出一些事情。
So you have to understand, you know, sometimes, you know, people around you, they may feel weak, and then they may have things, issues in their lives.
那你知道大卫当时呢， 这个是在这个撒母耳上第三十最后一章，就是当时大卫呢，就是你知道前后发生的什么事情吗？是他的这个他跟着腓力斯人要去打仗的时候呢，结果他的后方就是他们的妇人孩子就在靠近希格拉的地，在希格拉被亚玛力人给抢夺了，把他们所有的财物和家人全抢夺了。
OK. So on the first Samuel, the very last chapter, it says when David was, you know, in the battlefront, all their families, you know, the wives and the daughters and children, they were taken away by the Amalekites.
那你知道这些跟随他的人做了一个什么事情吗？
You know, what did those people do, like, who followed him?
你知道那些跟随他的人啊，有时候特别特别的爱大卫。他们会做什么事情呢？大卫说我渴了，他们会撒进鸡群井里面，把井里面把水打回来给大卫喝。
You know those who follow David, how much they love David, because one time David said he was thirsty, so they are willing to, you know, sacrifice their lives, you know, go into the battle, go through the enemy, you know, to get some water from the well and then bring it over for David to drink.
但是有时候呢又做相反的事情。
However, sometimes they do things completely opposite.
在我刚才讲到，当他们的孩子、妻子被掳的时候呢，跟随他的人要做什么，你知道吗
？So, when this incident happened, when all their children and their wives were taken away by the enemy, what did they do?
那些人是不是说大卫啊？我今天和你同心合意，我们，你不要害怕，我们来安慰你。
So did they tell David, okay, don't worry, David, we're gonna be with you, and don't be discouraged. Did they say that?
你知道圣经上记那些人要做什么吗？
Do you know what they wanted to do at the time?
大家记得没有？那些人做什么？
去杀大卫。
那些人要把石头拿石头把大卫给打死。
Instead, they want to stone David to death at that time.
因为他是领袖嘛。
Because he was a leader.
什么事情坏事一发生的话。就怪领袖嘛，对不对
？So when bad things happen, they blame on the leaders.
你明白吗？因为你把我们带到这里来，我们本来应该保护我们的家园，带到这里跟腓力斯人在打仗，对不对？我们的妻子、孩子、财物都被抢走，他们要拿石头要把他打死。
So they blame on David because of you took us to the first time, so that's why our wives and children are, you know, taken off by the Amalekites. So that's why they want to stone David to death.
那他们要把戴维用石头打死，戴维怎么办
？So they want to kill David. Then what did David do?
圣经上讲，戴维呢开始祷告，让祭司呢，当时是用到祭司来一起祷告，能不能打这个仗，能不能追回来
？So David started to pray, and then the Bible says he seek the seekers, 不是 the priest.You know, the priest was casting lot, you know, to determine whether they can go for the battle. And then the priest said that, oh, you can go for the battle, like, you can get all the children and wives back.
后来呢，他就按照神的话去做呢，最后就带着一帮人就去追这个亚玛利人。
So he did according to what the priest said, and then he brought a group of people, and then went after the Amalekites, and then he brought all them back.
那当时在追的这个过程中呢，他们人数本来就不多，但是有一帮人呢跑不动了，不走了。
So on their way to, you know, retrieve their wives and children, so they don't have a large group of people. And then on the halfway, half of the soldier who are following the hand was saying, "Oh, we're too tired, we don't want to go."
他们有600人，200人不走了，那另外400人继续往前追。
So they have a total of 600 men, so 200 of them saying, okay, we're too exhausted to go, so 400 continue the journey.
对，这里看到这个经文啊，就是，那后来呢，大卫就打了一个大大的胜仗，所有的财物和人口都夺回来。
So after, you can see from verse 10, so after that, they won the battle, and then they brought back all the properties and the wives and children.
所以大卫讲了一句话，在23节啊，这里看到就是说。
So on verse 23, David said.
大卫说：“弟兄们，耶和华所赐给我们的， 不可不分给他们，因为他保佑我们，将那攻击我们的敌军交在我们的手里。
So David said, No, my brothers, you must not do that with what the Lord has given us. He has protected us and handed over to us the forces that came against us.
这是谁肯依从你们呢？上阵的得多少，扛受器具的也得多少，应当大家平分。
Who will listen to what you say? The share of the man who stayed with the supplies is to be the same as that of him who went down to the battle. All will share alike.
扛手器具的这个好听，其实那些人不想走路，就是待在那里逃兵。
So it's a nice way of saying those people are staying, they are looking after the supplies. But actually they don't want to continue.
大卫定此为以色列的律例典章，从那日直到今日。
So David made this a statute and accordance of Israel from that day to this.
大家知道大卫这个启示呢，是从天上来的启示。
So this insight from David is from heaven.
怪不得就是后来应许，神应许大卫说。弥赛亚耶稣基督要从你的后裔，是你的后裔。
So that's why God has promised David that Messiah will come from his line.
因为他明白神的心。
Because he knows God's heart.
神说他是以色列人的牧者，是一个好牧者。
God said he's a good shepherd, shepherd of Israel.
他是合神心意的人。
And he's a man after God's heart.
所以我们要知道，就是说我们不管谁出去做什么，谁软弱谁刚强，谁做得多谁做得少，我们整个的属灵的家都要拥有。
So no matter who is weak or who is strong, who is going out to do the work, who is not doing anything, we still a good family of Christ.
我们有的人软弱的时候呢，我们也要拥有他。
So when someone is weak, we still embrace them.
要和他来同行。
We need to walk with them.
要和他来同行。
We need to walk with them.
那刚强的时候呢，也要和他来同行。
When the person is strong, you're still gonna walk with them.
在这个整个过程里面，神会教导我们一些东西。
So on this whole journey, God is able to teach us something.
这也是神一直不断教导我的。
And this is something God continues to teach you.
你要知道。你所拥有的没有任何东西从你自己来的，都是从神来的。
You have to know that everything that you own doesn't come from you, it's all from above.
神会教导每一个人，在以后的日子里面，你会知道你所拥有的任何东西，你的智慧，你的才能，你服侍的效果，都是从神来的。
So eventually God is going to teach you that everything that you have, you know, your intelligence, your wisdom, your wealth, and everything is from Him, not from you.
但你知道的时候呢，你就会荣耀给神。
When you know, you will give glory to Him.
当你知道的时候呢，你自己也不会，把你自己放在一个不当的位置。
So if you know about this, then you wouldn't put yourself in a, you know, wrong position.
什么叫不当的位置呢？
What do I mean by this in appropriate position?
你有时候把自己放高了，别人说你不好的时候，你就觉得很难过，对不对？你觉得我挺好啊。
If you position yourself too high, you know, if someone, you know, say something against you, then you feel bad, you know, like, oh, like, I am here. Why you say that?
你不管多好，圣经里面讲，我们都是靠着主的恩典得救的，不是靠着自己。
No matter how great you are, Bible says we all of these are from grace, not by your own effort.
那也不要只把自己放在一个很低的位置。
And do not put yourself in a very, very low position.
圣经说要谦卑，但是呢，不要把自己来贬低自己。
God said we need to be humble, but doesn't mean that we need to tremble us down. Put us down.
谦卑和自卑是有什么关系？有什么区别
？What's the difference between humbleness and
You lose your self-esteem. Sorry.
Low self-esteem. What's the difference?
那有很大的区别的。
It's quite different.
有时候谦卑的人啊， 一开始我读到读圣经读到耶稣基督的时候，我觉得他非常骄傲，其实他非常谦卑。
So when the first time when I read the Bible, I felt, oh, Jesus is a very proud man.
他说我就是道路真理生命。
Because he said, oh, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
但是圣经上呢，耶稣说你要像我一样谦卑。
But the Bible also said, okay, Jesus also said that you have to be, you know, like me, you know, you have.
我们谦卑，但不要自卑。
But we need to be humble, but we do not have to have, you know, low self-esteem.
不管你再怎么样，要一直要宣告你是我是神的儿女。
No matter who you are, you have to continue to proclaim that I am the child of God.
那你要以后的路上，刚受洗的特别，你这个仇敌出来，撒旦来控告你，你不配。
So especially the new believers, you know, like.Satan is going to continue to say to you, okay, you do not worth it. You are not worth it.
就现在师母常常讲，他说他没有信主的时候，他不叠被子，他妈妈不管；一信主，他妈妈说：“你看你信主，怎么被子也不叠？”一信主以后，人家对你要求就不一样，你就觉得哎呦，是不是我不是个好基督徒？
So, for example, my wife, before she was baptized, or she never really fallmake up her bed, and then after she got baptized, her mom started warning her, oh, now you're a Christian, why do you not make up your bed? So, you know, people start to, you know, give you a higher, you know, requirement because you are now a believer, so you start to judge yourself to, oh, I'm pretty bad, I don't deserve this.
所以呢，有时候撒旦会借着我们周围的人呢，会来试炼我们一些话语啊，一些事情啊，有时候撒旦会来会让我们觉得我们不配得神的恩典，你不配得神的恩典。
So sometimes, you know, Satan is using the people around us, you know, telling you that, oh, you are not worthy of all this.
但是我们要宣告。
Oh, we need to proclaim.
宣告什么？
What do we say?
我是神的儿女。
I am a child of God.
我有丰盛的产业。
I have an abundant, you know, inheritance.
仇敌，你没法控告我。
Satan, you cannot, you know, condemn me.
我虽然软弱，我还是神的儿女。
Even though I'm weak, I'm still a child of God.
我是非常宝贵的。
I am precious.
为什么？
Why?
主耶稣重价买赎了我。
Because God has bought me with, you know, a heavy price.
哎，我们要宣告我们的身份。
We need to proclaim our identity.
所以我们从大卫的这个例子里面，我知道呢，就是我们。怎么样去明白神的心意？我们作为一个属灵的家，怎么样一起来同行
？So through David, we need to know that as a family of Christ, how we supposed to walk together.
所以我刚才讲了一个，像大卫特别的，就是说我们要来彼此来拥有。
So through David, we need to embrace each other.
那以后的日子，可能很多人也会被裁派出。现在我们的保罗已经回来了，他在中国不同的地方都有服侍。好多人都会被裁派出去，连着各种原因也可能会去别的地方，但是我们要彼此拥有。
So, in the later days, a lot of us will be commissioned to go outside. For example, like Paul, he just recently went to China, he's been to quite a few churches, he just came back. So, in the future, like a lot of us will be commissioned, you know, to go outside.
那当然，作为我们一个家，我们自己的家，小家庭也是这样。也在神的原则里面学习去彼此拥有。
So as a small family of Christ, we also need to learn the same. We need to embrace, you know, each other.
我们的儿女，我们的配偶。
So our children, our spouse.
现在仇敌做很多的工作，就是这个来分裂。
So God, sorry, Satan is doing a lot of work, you know, to divide us.
好多时候，这就是让我们呢，看高我们自己，或者看低我们自己。
By you know looking up or looking down at ourselves.
其实我们最主要的是，我们仰望我们的主耶稣，知道是恩典。
So the most important thing is to look upon God, to know everything is a grace, is grace, is by grace.
我们谦卑我们自己，我们高举耶稣基督。
We need to humble ourselves. We need to look up.
我们不看我们自己的问题，我们也不看别人的问题。
We don't look at our own problems, and we don't look at other people's problems.
不是说不看我们，我们要反省啊，但是不是说不要一直待在我们的问题里面。
of course we need to know our weaknesses, but what I'm trying to say that we don't, you know, focus on our own problems.
那我再举另外一个例子，关于家庭的例子呢，我们就结束了，让开文弟兄做个见证。
So I'm gonna give you one more example, before I end. So because.Kevin is going to give a testimony after.
你知道过去我们服侍过很多这个家庭破碎的婚姻出了问题的一些人，一些故事啊，听起来很荒诞，但是呢又觉得很同情他。
So, in the past we have ministered to a lot of people who have marriage issues. So a lot of stories sounds really ridiculous. At the same time, you know, it's very pitiful.
那我们在这个中间呢，我们学习怎么样的彼此拥有。
So we learn how to embrace each other, in this.
以前我们服侍的好多的这个姐妹啊，都在国内非常的成功，企业家各方面非常非常的成功。
So we have ministered to a lot of sisters. You know, they are very successful. You know, they are entrepreneurs.
跟丈夫讲话的时候，钱是我建的，我赚的，孩子是我生的，房子是我买的，你就要听我的。
So when these women, you know, talk to their husband, they will say, okay, I earn all this money, I give birth to the children, I bought this house, so you have to listen to me.
那我想这个是一个 general, 其实好多次那些姐妹信主以后悔改的时候后悔的时候他们这样讲讲他们的见证。
So this is a general thing, right? Like, eventually when they become believers, you know, they start to repent and then they share the story with us.
结果呢，男的抬不起头来，他不能拥有他，就是钱是我赚的呀，你没份啊，你要听我的呀，不能拥有，丈夫不能拥有。
So the man, the husband in the marriage feel that they can, he cannot embrace that because you made all this money, I did not. So they wouldn't embrace each other. So that he felt he's not part of that.
结果这个丈夫在办公室里面很郁闷啊。
So the husband felt really depressed, in his workplace.
这个一个员工就看见说那个女孩子说你为什么郁闷啊？给你倒杯茶喝吧。
So one of the coworker, female workers, start saying, "Oh, why do you look so upset? Let me buy you a tea."
这个先生就是心里暖暖的。
So the husband felt quite, you know, warm in the heart.
一回家，这个老婆本来长得也很漂亮，都能干。她的鼻子是横的，眼睛是竖的，对吧？一回家，鼻子是横的，眼睛是竖的。
什么意思？
为什么回家这么忙？
So,
他不说你今天是不是公司很忙啊？为什么回家这么哪里不通了？
So when the husband comes home and then he sees this beautiful wife, you know, this powerful wife. So instead of asking him, "Oh, how's the day?" and then she starts saying, "Why did you come home so late?"
所以后来故事发展就是出来好多的小三嘛，最后家庭就没了。
So eventually, you know, the story ends with a lot of mistress, right, in the marriage.
其实呢，这个小三呢，背了一个很坏的名。那我不是说小三好，我跟好多小三谈过。
So of course, this mistress, in the marriage bears a lot of shame. So I'm not saying they are bad, but I'm not saying they're good either. But I have talked to these people too.
我跟你讲，这些小三真的很有爱心。
I have to tell you, you know, those mistress, you know, those women are really loving women. Women.
你的丈夫你不 care, 我 care 他，真的对了吗？
You don't care about your husband, I care about him. How can you become a sin?
你想想对不对？
Think about
it. 你天天辱骂他，我天天。安慰他，这是罪吗？
So if you insulted him every day, but I comforted him, but is that a sin?
那所以我们听到的好多故事啊，就是说，那个狐狸精怎么样怎么样。
So even though you heard a lot of story about, you know, that woman, you know, that evil woman. So in Chinese we say it's a
box.
不能怪狐狸精，不能怪狐狸精。
You cannot blame those women.
我们姐妹弟兄都要有智慧来建造自己的家。
So as a brother and sister, we need the wisdom to build our own house.
像大卫一样。
Just like David.
啊，要懂得怎么样去来拥有彼此，去安慰彼此那个。
Just like David, we need to know how to embrace, how to encourage each other.
讲讲这个狐狸精的故事，有一个有一个姐妹啊，这个姐妹很有智慧。
So to talk about the former girl, the what?
Home records.
Home breaker.
Home records.
Home records. Okay. To talk about the home records.
她怎么说呢？我们上这些课程的时候，关于这个家庭的课程的时候，讲到这个狐狸精的事情的时候，她就这么讲呢。
So in our family, the counseling classes, when we talk about this, about, you know, the home records, you know what she said?
她说我就是我丈夫的狐狸精。
I am my husband's home record.
大家听得懂吗？
Do you understand?
就是我不能让别的狐狸精来迷她，我要迷她。
I cannot, you know, get other, you know, home records to, you know, seduce him.
好，讲到这里，我听了这个姐妹，我觉得这个姐妹挺有意思，挺有智慧。
So to talk about her, like, it seems like she's really funny, very wise.
那从这个外表，从心理，从讲话，从各方面都来支持她的丈夫。
So from her outer appearance to her inner self, she's trying to support her husband.
OK, 讲到这里呢，就是今天我们最重要的一个信息呢，就是说我们要在属灵的家里面呢，要以大卫的眼光、神的眼光来看彼此，要彼此拥有。
So to summarize all this, so in a spiritual family, we need to learn from David, you know, to see each other from God's perspective, to embrace them, you know, in a family.
在我们的自己的家里更要如此。
Especially in your own household.
更要如此。
Especially in your own household.
在我们的配偶软弱的时候，我们孩子软弱的时候，更要来拥抱他。
When your spouse or your children is in a weaker state, you have to embrace them.
就像大卫一样。
Just like David.
要逃兵，不当不惩罚他们，反而要把他们这个提着头颅得来的礼物要分给他。
So those who ran away from the battle, not only not to punish them, but still, you know, divided the loot that they have, you know, sacrificed their lives for.
因为这是家里的人。
Because they are part of the family.
大卫一直把以色列真正当成一个家。
So David treated the whole Israel as his own family.
所以大卫在治理国家的时候是无往不胜。
So that's why in all the battles that he went to, like he never.
今天当我们每一个在座的，不管是做父亲的、做母亲的、做孩子的、做职员的、做老板的、做牧师的，让大卫的去做，无往不胜。
So, whether you are mom or father, a co-worker or a boss or a leader, we have to do according to what David did so that we can win all the battles.
所以呢，当我们这个有一些弟兄姐妹让他们牧师拼命呼喊着读经的时候，他好多时候不读的时候，你怎么做？
So when you know like some people say,
你不要定他的罪。
When you need to read our Bibles and then you want to find the pastor to encourage them to read the Bible. If they don't do it, then what do? You don't condemn those. You don't condemn.
鼓励。
You encourage.
为他祷告。
Pray for them.
为他祷告。因为每一个人有他的难处。
Because everyone has its own.
感谢主，我们讲到这里，主啊，我们做一个祷告。
So let's pray.
主啊，是的，我们感谢你。
Yes, Lord, we praise you.
主啊，你在旧约时代借着大卫做了榜样。
So in the Old Testament, you have set an example.
就是说，有人靠着主的恩典可以做到。
So that means with God's Grace, we can accomplish.
可以做到去爱那些不可爱的人。
to love those who are unlovable.
能够拥有那些伤害他的。
To embrace those who have hurt them.
因为大卫明白你的心意。
Because David knows your heart.
他知道人是软弱的。
He knew that people are weak.
他的人，他知道人需要神的恩典。
He knew that people need your grace.
他知道人一生都需要神的恩典。
He knows men in all their lives they always need God's grace.
他也知道他自己需要神的恩典。
He also knew that he himself needs the grace from God.
都是因着恩典。
All of these are by grace.
谢谢你，主耶稣，你自己也做了榜样。
Jesus Christ, you have also set an example.
在腓立比书第二章讲，你本有神的形象，但道成了一个肉身，来到世上。
In Philippians chapter 2, you said that Jesus was God, instead he taken as a man, he was taken down as a man.
而且你成了一个奴仆。奴仆的样式
and become a slave as well.
为我们死在十字架上
and died for us on the cross.
主啊我们感谢你
Lord, we praise you.
感谢圣经也讲因此你就要得着那万民之上的名
So the Bible says because of this you will be called the King of all kings.
你说忘记都要跪拜忘口都要称扬
Every knee will bow Every mouth will confess.
因着大卫他那样顺服你你就让他成为世上大大有名的人
because David submitted to you so you made him to become a great king
让他的国度成为一个强大的国度
and you have led his kingdom to be a great kingdom
今天你把这样的恩典赐给我们的弟兄姐妹让我们的家要成为一个在你的里面是很强的一个家
Give us the same grace as one, so that our own family will become a strong family.
我们的教会也是很强的教会。
Our church will become a strong church.
因为我们愿意按照你的心意去做。
Because we are willing to do according to your will.
主啊，我们再次的说，你的恩典一定够我们用。
Once again, we proclaim your grace is sufficient for us.
因为你的宝血已经除去了一切的咒诅，一切的忧愁。
Because your precious blood has already cleansed us, and yeah.
你的恩典永远能够我们去支取。
Your grace is always there for us.
靠着耶稣的名。
By Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
我们的 Kevin 弟兄有一个见证，让他上来见证。
Good morning, everyone.
早上好，每一位弟兄姐妹。
So I have a testimony to share today, something I experienced.
今天我有一个见证要给大家分享我最近一些经历。
To give you a little backstory, some of you guys may know I started leading the teenage group.
大家可能知道我最近也是帮着来带这个青少年。
I think like a month ago, Anna came up to me and asked me if I could do it.
我一个月前呢，安娜就来找我说，能不能帮做这件事情。
And of course, I didn't think I was capable of doing it, and I guess I was doubtful, and I thought it was a big responsibility to do, and a lot of accountability.
对自己有点怀疑，不知道能不能做。
But you know, I prayed every day with my wife to see what God has planned for me.
我也会跟我的太太呢一起在这个一起祷告，就说神为我预备的究竟是什么。
And of course, on the day of last Sunday, I spent time with the teenage group, and everything was good.
那上个礼拜天，我跟这些青少年在一起都是很好。
But I still worried, like because I didn't know.What I'm supposed to be doing.
我自己到今天也不太清楚我应该做什么。
This is my first time doing something like that, so I was.
那这是第一次做这样的事情。
But after that day, I was running late, so I was taking care of the teenage group. I had plans to meet someone because I was giving away something for free on Facebook Marketplace.
那天呢，我上完课以后呢，就。有一件重要的事情我要做就迟了我本来在 Facebook 上要把一些东西要送给别人
So I just told him, like, hey, I'm running late. I'm with the teenage group at church, and just give me like 15 minutes and I'll be there.
告诉他说是道抱歉，我在教会里面呢教这个青少年，给我十五分钟，我就到那里了。
So when I met the person, I handed him the item I was going to give for free.
那我见到这个人，把我要给他的东西呢就给他。
And then he just said to me, "Hey, I also got something for you." And he just gave me this gift.
他说我也有一个礼物要给你。他就给我一个礼物。
And then he said something that really made my day. It kind of made me want to share this because it just made me so happy that we have someone like God in our lives.
我觉得他给我这个东西呢，我就觉得让我需要在这里来讲这个见证呢，因为那一天真的，我觉得神呢对我很好。就
So this man, his name was Trevor.
这个人的名字叫做 Trevor。
And he just said to me, like, hey, I heard you told me that you're handling the youth group. If you want, you can come over to my home. We have a projector. We have activities to do because he's also in the church as well.
他就说如果我听到你在帮助这个青少年，我很高兴。我在我家里面呢，有这个投影机啊，各方面，你也可以来这个来用这些东西。
So he's from the St. Bernadette Catholic Church.
他是这个有一个天主教那边来的。
And he just said, oh, if that's too much, like to drive all the kids to his house, he even offered to bring all his activities to this church as well.
他就说如果你把我的这个你到我家来很远，我愿意把我带领的这个青少年也带到你的教会。
So I just was so happy to meet this guy and like,Trevor was such a great person. Like, I talked to him for a bit, and we just exchanged contacts. And I left that day when I text Pastor Bing that day. It was right after it happened. That's why I sent you the text message
yes,
at the time.
Yes, yes. 那天呢，我就这件事情做完，我非常的高兴。我也给牧师送了一个微信，说我有个见证。
And then, just as Pastor Bing said when he asked us, like.Do you want God to trust you? But we must trust Him first.
就像牧师刚才讲的，你要不要神来能够信托你一些事情？那首先呢，我们要来相信他。
And it's a great reminder for myself and maybe for all you guys too, because like, sometimes in our heart and our minds, we always try to plan everything.
这也是对我对大家一个提醒。好多时候我们呢，就是每一天都想来安排，好好的安排很多事情。
But for us, honestly, we don't need to plan anything.
其实到对我们来讲呢，我们很多时候不需要来安排任何的事情。
Because we have God at our side.
因为神在我们的旁边。
And I just want to end it with a Bible verse that kind of sums this all together.
我就先最后一句这个经文来结束，好像是就总结刚才我讲的。
Proverbs 19:22，
就是这个箴言，十九章二十二节，箴言十九章二十二节。
Many are the plans in a person's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose that prevails.
就是人呢可以人心来筹算自己的事情，但是呢要立定的是耶和华。
So no matter what we do, no matter if we are fighting.Trying to get a result, it's always God's plan that always supersedes ours.
那不管我们怎么样去计划或者怎么样去奋斗，但是最后呢，都是神的计划一定是超越我们的计划。
Amen. And I hope that gives comfort to you guys as much as it does to me, because it's such a comforting thing to hear.
我希望呢，就是我今天的见证能够鼓励到明一伟，就像他鼓励到我自己。Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen.Okay, let's have a prayer for our brother. Come. Your wife is still in Indonesia.
Yeah, she's still in Indonesia.
所以他在给他的太太在办签证这样的事情啊。他新婚不久，所以呢就是分开。我们为他的这个弟兄来祝福。
可以吗
？Okay, you translate. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you.
No, 中文。
I'm praying for him.
I refuse.
I refuse.
Lord, we thank you for Kevin's obedience. Even this morning, he said, I do not feel well. Maybe I'm not coming to the church. I cannot give the testimony. I just said, Lord, I said, sure, you can rest. We will pray for you. Also, wrote another sentence as sometimes Satan tried to stop us doing what God wants us to do. It always happened to me. And then he wrote back, I'm coming to the church. You are right, Pastor. Hallelujah. Lord, we know. When our brother obeys you, just like David, when David obeys you, he will have the victory. Even in impossible situations. My brother, thank you, he is going to have victory in impossible situations. I pray for his wife, his immigration. Lord, your hand move. And let her come on the right time, and there's no any hindrance.
Amen.
Lord, we bless him and his wife, his family. Bless his job. Just like how you blessed David. Let the things prosper in his hands. Lord, we thank you. In our Lord Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Okay.